Hello, my name is Ben Tibbetts, and I am a pianist and composer. These videos are designed to serve as updates each month on what I'm doing personally and what I'm up to professionally as well. And these introductions are getting kind of out of hand. Each one that I do is a variation on the same musical theme, but they're so much fun to make. But I should probably not be spending lots of time doing those silly things. This is the video for the month of July 2021, and July was a busy month. It was busy because I am in the midst of juggling a day job that has somewhat ramped up to support my to support myself financially, and also sustain a really full musical life at this point. So I'm working a day job at something like 50 hours a week, and my music is at about 30 hours a week. And I don't know that situation will stay that way for forever, but I am grateful for the work and definitely gaining a respect for people who manage to pursue passion projects for a long time while doing other things for their career. I'm talking about, you know, the people who are, they're lawyers during the day and they go home and they spend every hour that they can at night writing a novel day after day, year after year. I have a lot of respect for people who have compromised their time so that they can support themselves and their families, but they have not compromised really on their vision, on their goals. They make sure to carve out time even when it's difficult to do so, to make those things happen. And I think that's really awesome. And I'm finding that this last month had that character for me. I would work during the day and then I would spend time at night teaching piano lessons, preparing for a concert that I have in September, writing music for an animation, which is a soundtrack that I just finished. I'll announce that when it's released, but I don't want to let the cat out of the bag yet. And really just finding that I had a lot on my plate. I remember once talking with a professor at UMass. This was back in 2016, maybe, and I was finding that I was just beginning to be busy there as an accompanist, and I started to complain about that. I was starting to complain to this professor, oh, I have so much work to do, I feel overwhelmed, whatever. And as I started to complain, he cut me off. I don't think he meant to cut me off, but he just quickly said, good for you. And he went on to say in that conversation, you need to remember how lucky you are. You are doing what you want to do in a context where not many people can do that. There are not many people who sustain themselves with music. And so that conversation really reminded me to be in the frame of gratitude for the work that comes my way, and not to complain about it, because I've worked hard to be able to work hard in this way, if you know what I mean. Even with my day job, I am absolutely in the field of music, working in the field of music, and that's not something that really that many people can say. So I'm very grateful for that. As far as what I've been doing this past month, the first thing to announce is a concert that I've been preparing for with the local pianist Graham Yates. And Graham Yates is a pianist based here in Round Rock. We're putting together a four hands concert for September 25th, Saturday, at 2 p.m. And that will be at Premier Music Academy, where I also teach. So I've been working hard on that. We'll be playing some Stravinsky, Ravel, P.D.Q. Bach, Gershwin, and also an arrangement by myself that will be premiered of Willie Nelson's On the Road Again. So I'm very excited to be preparing for that. In addition to that, I released a new track on my audio store on my website this month, and you can find that by going to bentibbetts.net and clicking on Store. And my audio store is designed for media and content producers. It is a resource for people who are putting together videos or games or audio and need background music. If you are a content producer, you can access this music for free, and if you wish to use it in your project, you can subscribe to my website at $4 a month and have unlimited access to that library. It's still a small library, but I'm working on it. Every month I'm adding to it, and this month I added a new track to that. My student ML released a new track on my website this month. She performed her own arrangement of Paul McCartney's Mull of Kintyre, and I'm very proud of her for doing this. She is drawn to arranging music at the piano. Seems like many of my students are drawn to arranging, which works out well because I love to arrange and compose. And I was just very happy to be able to put this on my website. So go check it out and support my student. What else? Oh, I noticed this month that the talented digital artist Ian Hubert used one of my pieces in his absolutely gorgeous science fiction film, Dynamo Dream. And Ian is a Ian's a gem. I introduced him, or I interviewed him in 2012 for my website, and I knew of his work actually when we were both a bit younger, and I was following him on the site Renderosity back in 2004, I think. And so it's wonderful to see that he's producing these gorgeous science fiction short films. Dynamo Dream is the first episode of a web series, and this first episode is called Salad Mug, and it features some of my music. So I'm very proud to be attached to Ian's work. Go check it out on YouTube. I've also linked to it on my website. Again, the name is Dynamo Dream, and it's episode one, Salad Mug. If you want to see some truly gorgeous world building, Ian is a master at creating science fiction landscapes and detail-rich, lovingly created, lovingly produced environments where all sorts of machines and creatures are scuttling around. And it was just something really special about his work. And I mean, he's spent years on this video, so it's great to see that it's getting a very positive reception on YouTube. And with that, I think I'll let you go. And I appreciate you watching this video if you're interested in my work. To follow me and my various endeavors, you can always find more information at www.bentibbetts.net. And again, I greatly appreciate your support and interest.